You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Some nights, having a bit of fun this morning. 12 minutes gone on your nine. It is Simo and Jordan with you.
Now, Simo, on yesterday's show,
yeah,
kind of told you about there was perhaps a potential new career path for you.
I'm always ready for a side hustle, looking for gigs.
The Milky Bar Kid, they are looking for a Milky Bar adult version.
Yeah.
And Simo, you fit the bill perfectly.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Have to be over 18, chocolate lover, young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Also, doesn't hinder your chances of getting this role if you happen to already look like the Milky Bar Kid, which, Simo, you do.
And not to mention, we actually work with a colleague that went to school with the original Milky Bar Kid.
Do we?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
The boss man.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, Jimbo. Big Jim, the general manager of Snow FM, went to school with the original Milky Bar Kid.
Okay. I didn't know that. How did you know that?
Oh, look, I know everything there is to know about Milky
Bar. You know everything about
Jim. Yeah. About Milky Bar children, I know the lot.
Well, maybe we should try and get into contact with the original Milky Bar Kid. He can give you some tips. But, Simo, today, so we kind of mentioned it yesterday, you seemed keen. You wanted to pursue this.
Yeah, of course.
So yesterday I made a few calls.
There's money in there, right?
I made a few calls to the head of the Milky Bar people.
Right.
And Simo, joining us on the line now from Nestle is Joyce Tan. Joyce, welcome. I want you to like consider me as Simo's campaign manager for this. And if he does get the role, is there some kind of maybe a chocolate-based benefit for him?
Alrighty, so as part of the role, you will also get your own secret stash of Milky Bar World so you can share with family, friends, and Jordan. And after
thank
all,
you.
The Milky Bars are going to be on you. So that's the first one.
Well, secret stash, Joyce, and I share it, it's not a secret stash anymore.
I think that's fine.
It's just a stash.
It's fine. You want to share with Jordan. After all, your campaign manager.
Absolutely.
You will also be able to fund our campaigns and go for media interview. And best of all, you'll get a custom-made Milky Bar Kiddo uniform. And we'll make sure you look super cool and super aspirational, like Instagram-worthy.
Okay, yeah, I'm liking that.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the uniform. The Milky Bar Kid's traditionally a bit of a cowboy, a bit of a cowboy hat, that sort of thing. Simo, I know for a fact, is a bit of a keen snowboarder. I mean, this is probably, you know, step 100 or something, but if this gets over the line, could we perhaps turn Simo into this snowboarding Milky Bar Kid adult? Is that something potentially?
Yeah, I think so. With maybe a bit of a hint to it, a cowboy version of a
cowboy snowboarder.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, it's on brand. Now, what about holsters? Can I get holsters to, like, put my Milky Bars into?
100%.
Okay,
I think that's only fair. And I reckon, to your point, it's on brand.
Good. And, like, stirrups as well?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thought so. No, I was just checking just because, I mean, I've kind of got a bit of, I imagine how it looks, and it suits me quite well.
Well, just before you go, I think the Milky Bars kids' catchphrase is, of course, the Milky Bars are on me. I think, Joyce, if you're up for this, could we get Simo to do perhaps a live audition, like a live take of his version of the Milky Bars are on me? And you kind of give us a bit of a rating out of 10. Where do you think it's can be improved, perhaps?
All right, let's go with it. Let's go with it.
All right, Simo.
Oh, okay. So you'd like me to do my version?
Yeah, do your version.
Okay. Yes.
Just do a bit of a vocal warm-up first. You've got to get this right. Okay, that was a bit too serious.
Okay.
All right. All right, are we ready?
Okay. The Milky Bars are on me.
We need a little more energy.
Little more energy. Come on, Simo.
Okay. The Milky Bars are on me.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
I think you've got huge potential. But I love your addition to it. I think you've got huge potential. You need to send it in.
Okay, Joyce. Joyce, thank you very much for joining us.
We 100% will send it in. Joyce, thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Simo and Jordan.
Spice Girls there, spicing up your life this morning. Snow FM, Simo, Jordan right here with you. 23 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. And you know how much I love a life hack, right?
Yeah.
Shortcuts for how to get things done.
I think everyone loves a life hack, don't they?
Because I was the kid that cheated on the maths test for Shawa.
Oh, how was your way of cheating? Were you sneaking on your friend next to his paper?
And he didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
Later in life, he said, why'd you even bother? Like...
because I thought you were also cheating off the guy on the other side of you. And he knew what he was doing.
Have you had any good ones of late? Any decent life hacks? The last one we spoke about on this show was, we've got a colleague here, actually Matty Ray, formerly of the Workday.
Mm-hmm.
He, when his meat goes off, like in the fridge, if he's forgotten to cook it in time, bangs it straight in the freezer. Freezes over, masks the smell until such a time he puts it in the rubbish on bin day.
Oh, I see.
What a genius.
That is a good one. I came up with a... it's a bit of a nerdy one, but yeah. a way to cut capsicums without getting any seeds. It's an important life hack.
Okay. All right. So how often are you cutting capsicums that you've needed to work out how to do it quicker?
No, well, just because they've got the big seed thing in the middle.
No, I understand.
But if you turn it upside down and then cut down the sides, and then you're left with the seeds, so you don't have to worry about it.
You've been using like an ice cream scoop or something to try and...
No, I've just been trying to use a knife and almost cutting myself several times.
Now, this one I saw this morning and it freaked me right out.
Was it capsicum related?
No, but it was a different red orientated... food stuff. Because it's not a vegetable, it's a fruit.
Tomatoes?
No.
Apples?
No.
Strawberries?
Watermelons. I'm just going to just cut it.
Technically,
there.
I mean, watermelon, okay, I see what you think red. I would have said green.
Green? Fair.
Because on the outside, they're green.
Look, they swing both ways, the watermelons, red or green.
Well, technically, there's a bit of white in there as well.
But,
and black seeds.
How do you cut your watermelon?
In the traditional way.
Which is what?
Well, in... It's been a while since I've had to cut a whole watermelon. Fair, I'm not going to lie.
All right, but how would you, if there was a watermelon in front of you now,
well, go in
how
half,
do you attack it? Okay, half
first.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then just into sort of segments from there.
Now, the green part of it is quite sturdy, quite hard, isn't it, when you cut into it?
I wouldn't eat the green part of it. I only eat the red flesh.
Exactly. Now, there's an easier way for you to retrieve the delicious redness from a watermelon.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I want that to be Watermelon's tagline. Retrieve the delicious redness.
Free it from its green prison.
Free it into the world, and by the world we mean your mouth.
So time now to enter the dental floss.
Okay.
Okay, right? Minty or not minty, doesn't matter. Okay, I have seen that people are now cutting their watermelon slices with dental floss.
Okay, how?
You just get yourself a nice big long stringy strand.
Yes.
Right? You have it in your hands, you kind of like, you know, make it taut, is that the word?
Yeah. Like, so pull it as tight as it'll go.
That's right. And then you push it through the red watermelon.
Does it cut through the green skin?
You've picked a hole in the life hack. So you do the...
I picked a quite obvious hole. If you just got a whole watermelon, this isn't going to work.
However, how many...
I don't know if you could call this a life hack, Simo.
How many people are buying full watermelons, mind you?
Good point. But still.
So people are buying half, quarter watermelons, right?
Yeah.
Get the dental floss. You go straight into the red goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just like... go slightly to on an angle, so you, and then you like bring it back up. So if you can imagine, it's like a guillotine kind of scenario with the dental floss, and you get yourself out a nice square.
Maybe don't describe it as a guillotine. I don't know if that will help sales or anything like that. But here's the thing. Okay,
help sales of dental floss.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as people find out about this, dental floss sales will go through the roof. It'll be the new toilet paper panic buying.
All of a sudden, the dentists, because you know how they always tell you to floss, but people never do.
Yeah, no. When was the last time you flossed?
Last night.
Oh, okay. Someone. All right, mate.
Simo and Jordan.
Neon Trees, 1983, taking you back in time, throwing back your Thursday. Simo, Jordan with you, 26 minutes en route to 10.
And Simo, have you ever been so excited for the launch of, say, a product or something like that, that you've camped outside the store the night before just to make sure that you're first in line to get the product or, you know, do the activity or whatever?
I know what you mean, like whipping yourself into a frenzy over something. Typically, I do that with films.
Films is one that people do.
Yeah, but I now live by the rule, like if I get too excited about something, I wait. I don't get involved in all the launching activities because I would just lose myself. So I then get it 6 months later. I try to like try to then approach the subject. It's like, Simo, we'll come back to this when you're a little calmer.
But have you ever like camped out for like a movie or something like that?
Oh, I don't reckon. I don't think I've gone quite that far.
No, I haven't either. But I used to work at a cinema back interstate during my uni days.
Yeah.
And we had people that would probably camp out the front, like before a Star Wars movie came out, or The Hobbit as well was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Before one of those movies, you know, the night before people would camp out to watch it, which I never really got to a degree because the cinema that I worked at, you booked your seats online. So if you're camping out at the front of the queue to get the best seats, that's fine.
Mm.
But the cinema I worked at, you book your seats online, so you've got a ticket that says, oh, I'm sitting in E2 or whatever.
Yeah.
That seat.
Maybe the popcorn's just that little bit fresher.
From experience, it's not.
You make it.
But so this guy was camping out because he was waiting for his Macca's to reopen.
Oh, yes.
Lots of COVID-19 restrictions changing, lots of things opening up. Make sure you go to, what is it, New South Wales?
NSW.gov.au for the latest on that.
This guy was is in the UK, so their restrictions are a bit different to us.
New South Wales government won't help him.
I mean, check New South Wales for here. Don't get me wrong. But this guy was in the UK, so restrictions are a bit different.
Mm.
He decided that he was super keen for his local McDonald's to reopen.
Yeah.
After they announced that the UK Macca's are reopening 975 drive-thrus all around the country in the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's the Macca's, people go crazy for it. In New Zealand, they had traffic cops, like they had the highway patrol like waving people through the drive-thru.
It's amazing. This guy, so he's decided to set up camp right at the front of the drive-thru. So literally where the menu is and
hilarious,
that talking box that you order from, he's just pitched his tent there. That is where he slept, and that is where so he's first in line.
Nice.
For the Macca stuff.
That's cool. I assume in order for him to use the drive-thru, he would need a vehicle.
Look, you've stumbled across one of the major flaws.
Was his tent on wheels?
No.
Did he have a sack truck?
No.
Okay. Well, if he didn't have any wheels.
He had one of those little, do you remember when you were like five or something, you get the toy cars that are like red and yellow?
Yeah.
Had one of those, but that wouldn't work. The pictures was posted online. It's gone viral. Many people have pointed out just that. That you do need to have a car and they can't serve you like legally if you're not in a vehicle. A couple of other people, though, have pointed out another quite major flaw in this guy's plan.
Okay, what was that?
Well, that is, so he camped out the night before it reopened in order to be first in line. However, the specific McDonald's restaurant that he went to,
oh no,
wasn't actually one that was opening the next day.
Ah, dear.
It was opening like in a couple of days' time.
And isn't that a prime example of always do your research?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to camping.
Loads of people mentioned this to him and he realised and went home.
What did he do for brekkie?
I don't know.
Simo and Jordan.
Will Smith, that was Men in Black, Snow FM. Simo, Jordan with you, 9:45, and COVID-19 restrictions. Make sure you always stay up to date with them.
100%.
As mentioned, nsw.gov.au, the place to go for the latest. However, one thing you do note is that in order for the businesses to keep operating in a legal sense, a lot of innovation happening. You know, some people taking their businesses online, other ones, you know, converting restaurants to takeaway, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now, what about the honourable business of shoemaking?
Well, they can, okay, coming into a shop to buy a shoe.
That's right.
Maybe a bit tricky, but they can just sell them online.
Yeah, potentially. But what about the honourable profession of cobbling? Are you familiar?
No.
Hans Christian Andersen was a cobbler.
Interesting. I thought he was a writer that wrote lots of stories.
He did, but he was originally a cobbler.
Okay.
Making shoes.
Okay. So, yeah, a cobbler is someone that makes shoes, like leather shoes.
Yeah. Handcrafted shoes.
Like dress shoes. That's that type of thing.
Not pumped out of a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Hand. Calloused hands crafting your shoes.
Okay. Are you advocating cobblers or something? Do you want to try and bring them back?
This guy, I definitely am. There's a Romanian shoemaker who, in order to ensure the social distancing, has crafted an innovative shoe. It is a size 75 shoe.
should we tell him that people don't have size 75 feet?
Well, that's the thing. It'll fit any size, but it's referred to as a size 75. So
explain.
You can fit your foot into it. No worries. Do up your shoelaces or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know when you get your shoe fitted, there's someone that like presses down to work out where the toe is and how
much. Yeah.
Remember that when you were a kid?
That's always so awkward. It's like, wiggle your toe. And I'm like, I'm trying, but I can't.
I'm just assessing how much growth room you need. And she's like, what are you trying to say about, you know, my feet?
They kind of say, oh, you're
big enough for you.
Oh, your feet are quite skinny, but they're also quite long. I'm like, great, now I'm self-conscious about my feet. I'm not going to take my socks off in public.
So these things, it kind of looks like if a school tan shoe, if you like,
yeah,
like a dress shoe, got a little bit frisky with a flipper and then had some offspring. Kind of looks a little bit like that. So it's got like your heel scenario, it's got your toe, but then it's got like the toe portion of the shoe reaches out about a meter.
So it's like a traditional shoe,
yep,
but the front of the toe, instead of just ending as like a normal shoe would,
correct,
in perhaps,
yeah,
a nice curve,
mm,
it does, it keeps going. You've got a picture over there on your screen, I can,
yeah,
see. It kind of keeps going as if, it's like a flipper that you would go, that you would use if you were going swimming.
Yeah, or it's exactly like having a front part of a ski.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so apparently that he's invented them. His name is Gregor. He was inspired to create the long-nosed leather shoes when he saw people failing to follow social distancing guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So they're available for about $120 each.
So it'll keep you 1.5 metres away.
Well, it is dependent on someone, the person that you're talking to, also owning a pair. So I like this guy. He's got like a commercial brain.
And also the other person owning a pair and you talking face to face.
That's right, yeah. So the shoes,
if you're sideways or one behind the other,
that's right,
it's not going to work.
But yeah, so it's dependent on them owning the pair. So you recommend it to your friends and then you can talk safely because your shoes stop. I mean, unless you tread on each other.
Yeah.
The shoes will stop you from getting too close.
I mean, yeah, you would also run the risk of falling on your face a lot more walking with a giant flipper.
Well, it's like, do you know how to walk in flippers safely?
You walk backwards. That's not going to look weird. Hello, I'm in my business meeting. Good to see you. Just walking backwards.
Just get like the nice kind of rear parking truck sound as you
That come. Is what you need. That's what we need to invent next.
Katy Perry now. This is how we do. Snow FM. Simo, Jordan with you. On the way to your 10 o'clock. Just hanging out this morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo, Jordan right here with you. 8 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, the top most baby names you so far in 2020 has been revealed.
Oh, nice.
The list of the most popular baby names so far this year.
Can I have a go? I have a stab?
Yeah. So we got the top 10 girl names and top 10 boy names.
Okay.
So let's kick it off with the top 10 girl names. What do you reckon? What are you feeling is in the top 10?
Well, let's go. Are there any Khaleesi's being born this year?
I mean, I'm sure there are, but not in the top 10 of names.
Okay, what about...
What's a Khaleesi? That's a... Like, no offense to any Khaleesi's, but yeah. I've never met a Khaleesi in my life.
It's Game of Thrones.
Oh, is it?
The massive trend of people naming their kids.
Okay, that does make... I've never watched Game of Thrones. That does make more sense now you mention it.
Any for boys? What about...
Oh, moving on to boys?
Actually, what about Ray, as in a.k.a. Ray's...
As in Ray Romano. Everybody loves Raymond.
R-E-Y for a girl. Is that involved?
Is that a character from Star Wars or something?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Okay. Another franchise I know very little about.
Well, that's the thing. Are they naming their babies after, like, pop culture stuff? Or inanimate objects? That's the other thing. Is there a kid called Lamppost or something?
Lamppost comes in at number 4. No, I'm only joking. There is not a Lamppost nor a Ray. I'll give you one more guess for the girls.
Oh, okay.
One more. Well, come on to me. You got to get in the top 10.
All right. Well, let's go Sarah.
Just going to have a look at the list here.
Yeah.
There is no Sarahs.
Okay, can I have...
Simo, top in the girls' names. Charlotte comes in at number 1, Olivia number 2, and Amelia number 3.
Oh, okay.
So you were very far off.
Yeah, very much so. Was there a Samantha in there at all?
Not in the top 10.
No, disappointing.
Should we go into the guys, boys' names?
Yeah,
Simo?
Go for it. Yep.
We'll have a guess. What do you reckon? What do you reckon is in the top 10?
Ben.
No.
Simo.
No.
Damn it.
Nor is Jordan as well, which I'm not happy about.
You've got a trend set a bit.
I know.
What were you going to be if you were going to be a girl? Do you know what your name was going to be? Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan as well, because Jordan, it's unisex.
Jeez, that's boring, isn't it?
My parents just couldn't be bothered coming up with a second name.
What works both ways? Jordan. Oh, yeah, that'll
work. That'll do. Yeah, there's some basketballer as well called Jordan, Michael Jordan too.
I was going to be a Samantha.
I would have thought Simone.
No.
Samantha. So so in a bizarre parallel universe, this could be the Samantha and Jordan show.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
The Jordan and Samantha. My name would have to go first that time around.
I probably would have had to convert it to Samantha.
Well, Simo, for the boys, Oliver, tops number one.
Oh.
Noah and Jack in the second and third spots. There was a bit of movement in the boys' names.
Okay.
A little bit of a shake-up. Noah overtook William and Jack for the number two position.
Wow.
While Charlie bumped out Liam for a place in the top 10.
I've never met an uncool Charlie, if I'm honest. I don't think I've ever met a Charlie that was uncool.
I've met a couple of Uncle Charlies, I'm not going to lie.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.